Hello and welcome to the HPBA Hotcast. With me today is John Crouch, HPBA's Director of Public Affairs. John has worked in the fireplace and wood stove industry for decades. He has seen many changes over the years, including major technological innovations of hearth products. He is joining us today to talk about the importance of fireplaces and why consumers should embrace this feature in their home. Thanks for being with us here today, John. I'm excited to talk about fireplaces.
I am too, Emily. Thanks.
So with COVID over the last couple of years, consumers, everybody's been sitting at home and maybe they're looking at that fireplace in their living room that doesn't work and wondering what to do with it. What would you suggest?
Oh, wow. There is so much to talk about in that regard. In fact, you know, fireplaces are one of those underappreciated items in the house that there's so much more diversity. When people start to get into this, they're blown away by how many options there are. I think it's important to start with the basics, though. And the basic for most American, North American homes, Canadian and American homes, is an open wood-burning fireplace, which is essentially a decorative device. They were designed to heat in the 17th century, but we keep our houses a lot warmer now. We don't depend on them for heat. But they provide a beautiful, authentic wood fire, and many people use them for that. And they can be great. And they can be dressed with beautiful andirons and tool sets. And one thing that a lot of people don't realize is you can put a fire back behind the fire. That was a very New England 19th century idea where you reflect more of the heat from the fire forward. But that's where we start, with a wood-burning fireplace.
And it's relaxing, too. And when you're under the stress of a pandemic and the unknowns outside, there's a storm out there, it's nice to be sitting in front of a fireplace and with your family and loved ones and just enjoying it.
Exactly. There's real heat, and there's the perception of warmth and that I think a fire adds to us. I think people really notice it when they go outside and do an outdoor fire pit. There's something that's just magic about an outdoor fire pit. But I want to stay inside right now. But that magic starts in the house with the traditional fireplace.
I lived in a house once where there was a gas fireplace that we never used. And to be honest, I think we were almost a little afraid of it. What should you do if you are in a house and you've got a fireplace, you don't know how to work it? What should somebody do?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. And of course, or if you've recently bought a house and you have no idea about the fireplace, this is a wonderful time of the year, the spring, summer of the year, to call a fireplace shop, have them come out, just do a routine service check on the fireplace. And this is particularly for gas fireplaces now, and give you a primer on how to use it. There often are owner's manuals online that you can download, but it's important just to have it checked out and make sure that it was originally properly installed. Unfortunately, in this era of buying things on the internet, it's possible to run into a gas log system in a wood-burning fireplace that was installed by the previous homeowner. And maybe they did it right, maybe they didn't. So having a professional check it is useful.
So you would just go to any hearth retail shop, you can find them online, and looking for a certified installer, and they can come in and walk you through your options?
Right, right. At the right time of the year. Don't wait till October to do this, because they are working 10-hour days, 6 days a week. That's the wrong time to say, gee, I want to think about this fireplace now. So do it in the summer. And you know, they're going to be various names in the online, but generally it's the fireplace shop. A few parts of the country, they may be called a wood stove store, but we call them a hearth shop.
And at a hearth shop, they'll go over all your options. So can you explain a little bit about the different types of fireplaces, the different fuels? There's wood burning, there's gas. What are the options out there?
Right. Starting with wood, you've got the open decorative fireplace. If you want serious heat out of it, you insert an insert into that fireplace. You're actually putting a wood stove, which is what the insert really is, into the fireplace. You also, by the way, it's not a fireplace, but it is a fire feature. You can get a freestanding wood stove or a freestanding pellet stove, just as you can a wood stove or pellet stove insert. But that's wood. Many, many people are looking at gas, whether natural gas or propane, and you start with the simplest product, which is a gas log, which goes into the fireplace, is plumbed to gas, and provides a really nice, convenient fire. And I, by convenient, I mean there's no bark, there's no mess. Some people like authentic wood fires. Some people say, nah, I don't want to, too messy. Well,
that's too much ash to deal with.
Yeah, that's what gas logs are for. And now they come with remotes, so you don't have to bend down, you don't have to light anything, you just click, it's on, ready to go to bed, click, it's off.
So if you're looking to put a fireplace in your home and you don't really have an idea of exactly what you want, you just want a fireplace, what are things you need to take into consideration? What should you be asking the hearth retailer?
Certainly to put a new fireplace in, and there are wood, gas, and electric and pellet units that you could put into a home, an existing home or a new home. It's useful to, obviously you want to think about where in the house you want to put it. Is it going to be on an interior wall or an exterior wall? Fireplaces historically started out in the center of houses, again, because we used to heat with fireplaces, but we don't do that anymore. So then they move to the periphery of the house. And sometimes there can be draft issues for a wood-burning fireplace if it's placed in the wrong spot. But that's what a qualified retailer can help you with. Several years ago, the gas industry developed a very nice technology called direct vent gas fireplaces. And those are essentially sealed from the house. They bring all their air, combustion air in, and they vent the byproducts out. And the place where they're the most fun to use is you can pop them on the sidewall of a house, and instead of having a big chimney that goes up, you simply go up and out right behind them. And you have a little termination out right behind them. So those have really dramatically changed gas fireplaces.
You've been in the industry for a really long time. So aside from the direct vent, what are the other innovations that you think are really interesting and cool?
Oh, there are so many. And this is, I hear this over and over again from consumers and friends when they actually go to a hearth store. They're blown away by all the options. First of all, particularly when you're not dealing with an existing fireplace, but you're really looking at a blank slate and you want to put one in from scratch, there are just dozens and dozens of sizes and shapes and looks. The looks are important because all fires are decorative. The whole point of this is to have that fire feature, that warmth, both psychologically and actively. Some of them are serious heaters. In gas fireplaces, you can get room heaters that have a decorative flame, but also have a nice heat exchanger, and they're really designed to heat. In other cases, families say, well, we don't really want it for heat. We just want that big, beautiful, cheery, decorative flame. So those are different products, and you'll probably find them side by side at the hearth retailer when you go looking. And then many people have seen now, and you can actually buy them for your home, these long horizontal linear fireplaces. They're a favorite for lobbies where you want to make a big signature statement. Even hospitals, but hotels, restaurants, you see this linear fireplace. More and more people, if they're starting from scratch, they'll think about putting that into their house so that you walk into the house and you see this dramatic linear fireplace.
You had mentioned earlier about people going online to do research and I know we don't want people to buy fireplaces online because you want to have it installed, but what are the benefits of using a certified fireplace installer?
Yeah, let's back up. I think of all the products that I have in my house and things that we buy online, and my wife and I are Amazon Prime customers, and she buys a bunch of stuff online. But this category is the worst thing to try and buy online. We're talking about putting a fire feature in your house, correctly sized, appropriately installed, safe. It just, I'm astounded that people try to buy these online. Again, you want to go to a certified, fireplace shop who uses certified installers. And you can find certified installers, which gives you a clue as to the most sophisticated shops, by going to NFI Fireplace Online. And we're going to have to look up the actual URL on that.
I think it's nficertified.org.
Yes. You can go to nficertified.org to actually look for the list of National Fireplace Institute, NFI, certified installers. And that gives you, again, a real clue as to who is serious about this business. You'll find installers certified on gas or wood burning or pellet burning, and some that are called master hearth professionals that are certified on all three. And you'll find some shops who have like five employees who are certified. Again, that's a clue as to the leaders in the community.
And these certified professionals, they'll come to your home and walk you through all the options and help you understand what works best and what you really can do in your space.
Right. So especially important if you've bought a house with an existing gas fireplace or gas log product in it, it's really useful to have someone come check it out, leak test it, tell you how it lights, tell you what it does do, what it doesn't do. When you read online, you're going to find a lot of marketing language, which will, you know, talk about various things, but the product you inherited in your house may not do some of those things. So, you know, having an actual person in the house is important. And Emily, if you're going to do a major remodeling project, you really need someone to come out and make sure that what you want to do is both appropriate for the house and meets your local building codes and is safe.
So is there anything else the consumer should think about when they're thinking about a fireplace? I mean, I've seen a lot of electric fireplaces now. How is that? I mean, that's really developed over the last few years. Where do you see that going?
Well, certainly, yeah. And we've seen that in our whole industry, haven't we, that there's a proliferation of companies. There are companies that have made gas fireplaces for 30 years, and now they've added electric fireplaces. And you want a look that is as close as you can to a wood fire, or is at least an interesting flame pattern. But of course, electricity allows you to put it anywhere. They're mostly going to be decorative. Some come with heater options, but those tend to need 220 wiring. So they're a little more limited and expensive to actually install. But the decorative products can go anywhere. So for instance, you're working from home, and you're looking at working at home a lot longer than you ever thought you were. You're past the dining room table, and one of the bedrooms has become an office, and you want to make it a nice office. You could put an electric fireplace in there, put a nice mantle on it, maybe a surround, dress it up, and really make it the kind of place that if you needed to bring a client or have a nice background for a Zoom call or a Teams call, that you'd be proud of.
So there really are a fireplace. There's a fireplace for any room in the house at this point. Would you say that?
There really is. And, you know, a lot of really nice kitchens, for instance, when there's a kitchen remodel, they'll add a fireplace in the kitchen or as part of the definition between the kitchen and other spaces, a see-through.
It also sounds like there would be a lot of budget variance, that you could find a fireplace that would fit pretty much any budget to add to any home.
Pretty much. And that also reminds me, sometimes when people look at an older home or home, say, from the 60s that they're upgrading, 60s and 70s were big in simple wood-burning fireplaces, which were built in factories and installed. They are called factory-built fireplaces, and they're very much simple, decorative wood-burning fireplaces. And I know people who will sometimes just tear those out and put in something nicer, whether it's gas or wood, to do a better job.
So we now have our fireplace in our home. It's up to code. It's adding to the ambiance, the relaxation. What do we do? What do we need to know moving forward about operating and servicing the fireplace?
Well, it's a little different whether it's wood or gas. But for instance, if it's wood, it's always good to have a chimney inspected up to once a year. If it's a wood-burning insert, a new one, certainly once a year. With gas, you know, we're not used to having gas products serviced in our house enough. Most of us don't have a gas service technician come and deal with our furnaces until it breaks or doesn't work. And we'd probably do a lot better off if we did that. With your fireplace, it's good to have it checked out periodically and serviced.
Well, is there anything else that you want to share with us or share with consumers about fireplaces? This has been a very interesting conversation.
We've seen some weather patterns change over the years. I mean, people, we all know about what happened in Texas in 2020, how shocked they were by how cold it got. I think many other parts of the country have often seen episodic moments where the power goes out. Sometimes the power goes out for 2 or 3 days, and the only family on the street who can really stay in their homes are those who have a heating hearth product that doesn't depend on electricity. And so we're seeing more consumers come in to talk about that kind of option. They're going beyond decorative. They're looking seriously at heating hearth products as a lifeboat kind of option.
Is there anything consumers can do in areas where there is a political effort to limit the opportunity to have a fireplace in a home?
Certainly they need to be. It's hard for folks to be aware of that because a lot of it's happening kind of not behind the scenes, but deep in the layers of government. But folks need to be aware that, well, for instance, in new construction, we're facing limitations on the use of gas, natural gas or propane in new construction in several cities around the country and in a few larger jurisdictions. People need to really think about that. As important as climate change is, and there's no question it's fundamental, they need to think about how do we stay warm? How do we have the energy we need after the sun goes down? It's relatively straightforward to generate solar electricity right now, but it's very hard to store it. And that's going to be the challenge as we add more and more electric vehicles. So having gas to help heat your home in the winter is going to be very important and is important. And we want folks to rally around that idea and begin to help us protect it.
Do-it-yourselfers. They think they can do anything they see on YouTube. You go on YouTube, you see a video, and they're ready to install their own fireplace or fix their own car. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, this is just like the whole internet. There are so many things that it's appropriate to go to YouTube on, just like it's appropriate to buy things online that are simple. But to put in a fireplace or to do major remodeling on your fireplace, people underestimate the downsides of these kinds of things, Emily. Then, of course, the problem is none of us know what we don't know. And when it comes to making fire in your living room, there's a lot of things that people don't know or don't think about. And then you explain it to them and they go, oh, yeah, well, that makes a lot of sense. But YouTube is full of both good information and other stuff and not so good information. And in this category particularly, if you find a person who's a retailer who has years of experience in the business and you can, you know, investigate their bona fides, then that's useful. But still, at the end of the day, there are just so many other things to do with your do-it-yourself time. This is a great place to just have a professional do it
for
you.
Thanks for being here today, John. This has been a really interesting conversation.
Well, you're very welcome, Emily. I'm always excited to talk about fireplaces. I think, again, just to reiterate what we've said, there are so many options out there people will not believe until they start to go look.
Thank you for joining us today. As the Trade Association for the Barbecue and Hearth Industries, we want to provide updates on the topics that affect us all. For more information, visit us at hpba.org and follow us on our social media channels. Be on the lookout for our next episode coming soon.